you're rocking, Robin. I saw that on the chat room there, so I gave you a tweet for that. Okay, let's go to the next slide, and let's get into the meat of the thing here, and so we can get your questions. On this overhead, what we're discussing is trading brings to the surface all of one's emotional baggage related to fears, ego, self-image, successes, failures, and more. Whether you want to accept it or not, this is what happens when you start to trade. So a lot of people that go into trading are really not emotionally prepared for what's going to happen because...
Robin, I hate to interrupt you. Some of the guys are having trouble here. Could you adjust your mic just a little bit, turn up the volume just a nudge there? They're having trouble hearing you.
Is that better?
Guys, can you hear that? She turned it up a little bit. Is that louder? Can you hear it? Now, one quick note here for some of the new people in the room. Whenever Robin puts a screenshot on the screen, you'll see a link in the text box here. Go ahead and click on that link, and that'll show you the new screenshot that she's put on there for you. Go ahead, Robin. Robin, are you there? I think your mic might have turned off.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you instant message me?
Yep, we got you. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, I will try to do this one more time here. For some reason, that button keeps popping off. Trading brings to the surface your emotional baggage. And a lot of traders get into the business and don't realize that this is going to happen to them. And all of a sudden, they're faced with their fears, their ego, their self-image, their successes, and their failures. And it's their choice whether they want to deal with it or not. And the more you face it, the faster you'll become a great trader. And if you don't face it, a lot of traders will fall by the wayside because this is the thing that's going to get stuck in your trading. So I'm going to now click on to the next overhead. And so you'll have to go to your taskbar. And that, there's your new image. So it's up to you to decide, do you have the courage to face your fears? Do you want to get to your next level? And do you want to increase the quality of your life and trade at your peak? The foremost enemy to any trader is not the market, but themselves. And this is something that I've come across every single trader that I've had, and there has never been an exception, that the trading obstacles are all coming from the person and what they believe and what's going on in their head. So it's something that you really want to learn to master. And as we go through this, you'll get a couple techniques that will help you as you trade. I'm going to go to the next slide. Okay, you've got your next slide. Symptoms of baggage dumping. If you've experienced over-trading or getting hooked when you trade, that you have this desire, you got to be in there, or you have emotional fears, anything from frustration to anxiety, if you have hesitation as you're trading at all, which can screw up your timing, getting in or out, do you find that you're doubling down or you have no fear when you're trading? You say, okay, I'll double down, get my money back. And you're not using your intelligence. Do you find that you beat yourself up at the end of the day or at the end of a trade? I should have, could have, would have done this. These are all things that come from emotional baggage that you've conditioned in your psyche as you've been growing up and as you've been doing things. So that's why you have to address it and fix it and master it so that it doesn't come up in your trading and you can trade it at your peak. So I'm going to go to the next overhead. Okay, the next overhead, symptoms of baggage dumping. If you find that when you're trading you're increasing in an existing bad position, So what you're doing is, oh, I'll just double down, and it's got to flip here and turn around and go back up, and I'll just double down and get my money back twice as fast. The reality of that kind of decision is that you will go down twice as fast. The percentages are against you in that scenario. Also, are you having some trouble with bad timing on your entries or exits? And this can be caused from, again, this hesitation or these little fears that pop up, and so causes you to hesitate to get in or hesitate to get out. The last point there is having the desire to have to play the game. So a lot of traders will go in and they say, well, I have to play the game, so therefore I have to get into this trade because I'm going to miss out, and this is the only trade that's going to come around the corner. If I don't get in now, I'm going to miss it. But the reality is you've missed it already. So having to play the game instead of being intelligent as you trade is one of the pitfalls of having emotional baggage, having the need to have to get in there. Okay, I'm going to go to the next slide. Okay, the next slide is up. Overtrading or getting hooked. We're going to talk about this specifically because some of you guys in the chat room today were talking about overtrading, and it's a very common symptom amongst traders. Overtrading can stem from many different situations and circumstances and is completely individual based on who you are and how you have been raised and your environment. Some of the reasons for overtrading are they're ego-driven. You have the desire to get back into the market with the I'll show them syndrome. So maybe you've lost a little bit at the last trade and you get in and you go, oh, I'll show them. Watch, I can get this back. I know I can do this. And so you get in there, and that's your ego talking when you're trading from that perspective. Sometimes you have overconfidence and your self-image with this need to be right versus wrong syndrome. I know I'm right, and I'll stay in this trade, and I'll prove it. So you hold on to a trade. Every indicator is showing you that the trade's going down, but for some reason you're going to hold on and you're going to prove that you're right. And so the need to be right is also a part of the ego and also a part of your self-image. And that's something that's part of your emotional baggage. And if you have that, it's something you want to really start to work on because it will slowly take its toll on your finances. The last one in the slide is your emotional desperation. I'll get back on the horse technique. So, you know, in the old days they would say, you know, get back on the horse right away and jump in there right away so that you can overcome the fear quickly. Well, in certain cases that works. In this scenario, if you have one loss and you jump back in to get in again, what will happen is you will tend to repeat the losing pattern that you had before. And if you have the losing pattern again, what that does is it emotionally reinforces the fact that you've lost and you'll probably lose on the next trade. I'll get a phone call from a trader and they'll say, I can't do anything right. I keep doing the same thing wrong. I said, okay, so what you're telling me is you take a trade, you lose, you go in, you go back in, and you do the same exact thing wrong again. And they'll go, well, yeah. And they'll go, well, then stop doing that. and they kind of get stunned and they go, well, but I can't stop. So what happens is the emotional pattern of losing gets reinforced and the trader comes back in and they trade the same pattern over and over again, but it happens to be a losing pattern. So the get back on the horse technique of, in some circumstances, which may work, does not work when you trade. And so we'll go through how you get this fixed and how you do address this. I'm going to go to the next slide. Okay, you've got your next slide up. And so what's the impact on your trading if you don't make these changes and learn how to master this? Well, a lot of people will double down on a losing trade to make back their losses, and what they do is they go down faster and they go out of business. That's why a lot of traders lose. Getting back into a trade too quickly before you have time to regroup doesn't allow you to change your strategy, and you have a greater percentage of repeating the mistake that you previously did. So you want take time and step back from it, and then we'll go through the solutions. It'll increase your percentage of repeating the previous losing pattern. You want to be careful of that. What that does is then reinforce or increase your self-doubt about your ability to trade. So it works on your self-esteem. And that, in turn, turns around and starts to blow right into your confidence level and start to have your confidence go down. So you want to be really careful because it could blow your confidence right away. It increases the emotional pressure of frustration, confusion, doubt, hesitation, and sometimes even anger, because you cannot master or control yourself from going into that same scenario. Frustration over missing out on a great trade. Oh, I missed that one, and the market was great, and I'll never see it again. And so therefore, frustration builds up. And I saw a lot of that in the room today with people being frustrated with their trading. Let's go into now. I think we're going to go into some of the solutions. And let me go to the next overhead. Okay, so here are some of the ways. Here's your next overhead. Here are some of the ways to combat overtrading. First, you want to start with a winning mindset, and we'll go through how you do that. Next, you want to examine your trading history by journaling. If you've never journaled, it's something that you really want to do, especially if your trading goes off. You don't need to journal every day. A lot of traders say, oh, you know, I'm not going to do all that work every day. You don't have to do it every day, but you do have to do it if you're off. You also need to take a break. You need to take a physical, emotional break. And that can be anything that changes your current physiology out of the chair is a break. So if you get up, you go get a glass of water, you go up, you just take a quick standing up, take a deep breath and sit down. That's enough to break a physical pattern. Again, what you don't want to do is lock in to your body and your mind the pattern of losing. You want to break that pattern as quickly as possible, but you need to break your physiology at the same time because it's strongly linked together. You want to develop a new game plan so that you know how to approach the market in a different way than you did in the past trade. And I'm going to go to the next overhead. This is one of my favorite techniques, and this is how to develop a trading mindset. And I call this the spaceship technique. The premise is that the game is for the market to take your money. That's the game. When you get onto the system in the morning, the market is there and designed to take your money. Your goal is to take the money first and protect your spaceships and get more spaceships as you trade. Now, what do I mean by that? For some reason, if you've ever played a video game, and you put your two quarters in, and you get four spaceships, and you start playing the game. You do everything to protect those spaceships. You just do everything possible to protect those spaceships. And you do whatever it takes to gain more spaceships. But for some reason, we put our money in the market, and if we use the analogy of the video game, we put our money on the line, and for some reason, we turn around and we say, please, take our spaceship. Please, take another spaceship. We're in a trade. It's going against us. Please, take another spaceship. So we have this tendency to have this mindset to make it okay for the market to take our money. And so by switching your thinking and playing a video game and saying, these are my spaceships, this is my money, you're not going to take them, then you'll start to get a little bit more defensive and change your mindset as the trade starts to change on you. And so you want to make your decisions quicker to get into a different position or close the position or get in a different direction. So you want to assume a trading mindset that the market is there to take your money. And guess what? Every time you open up the game in the morning, the game is totally different. Just when you think you know how to gain more spaceships, the market will throw you a curve and change what's happening. So the key is to be flexible, to be intuitive, and also to be inquisitive as you start trading so that you can have this new game every single day and don't have the expectation that it's become stationary. That's when you lose. If you have a trader that has a technique that works and works and works in one type of market and the market changes on them, what happens is they try to take the square peg, put it in the round hole, and it doesn't work any longer, and they'll lose. So flexibility in your game plan is critical. So you've got to be constantly in motion of changing your game plan. Okay, we're going to the next overhead. Okay, next overhead. So how do you do this? How do you actually look at your game plan? Well, one way to do it is to journal when your trading is off. And you have to let go if it's a sissy's thing. You know, a lot of people say, oh, I'm not going to be bothered with doing a journal. It's really I know what I'm doing. Well, what happens is when you journal, it has a tendency to uncover hidden patterns very quickly. It will show you things that are going on. When did you exit the trade? When did you get? The more information you can put into that analysis of a losing trade, the more likely you will find the hidden pattern that you need to change. What it does is it helps you determine what you need to change and if that will work. And then you tweak it again. So picture it as a combination lock, and you're turning the tumblers, but you want to find the one that works. Some of them will work and some of them won't work. And the key thing is to keep trying new things to see what will work. So when your trading goes off, the key thing is to start journaling. I'm working with a trader right now, and he's a real high-power trader, and he never journals. And he said to me, this is the first time today, he says, Robin, you know, I'm going to start journaling. I've never done it before, and I know that there's something hidden in there. So this is a trader with years of experience, and now he's finally breaking down and using the journal. And what it will show is a pattern. We're creatures of pattern by habit. Our whole being is structured for patterns. You know, think about your favorite restaurant. Think about the last time you went there. Did you drive the same way when you went there? Did you pick up the menu and order the same exact thing? The tendency is you will pick up your menu, order the same exact thing you ordered before, because our bodies are structured and geared for patterns. Well, it's great when you've got your best favorite food on the menu, but it stinks when you have a losing pattern, because your body will start to crave that losing pattern and goes, oh, I know how to do this, and it will do it over and over and over again. So be careful of your patterns. And again, journaling will uncover these unwanted patterns. So don't be afraid to journal. And the more information you can get in the journal, the better. Okay, we're going to go to the next overhead. Knowing what works is just as important as knowing what doesn't work. So one of the things that I have people do is take a look at, you know, what are the characteristics of your perfect trade? Now, I have a trader that will trade great, and then all of a sudden they go off and they go, I can't take a great trade. And I'll go, okay, you've never had a great trade. And they'll say, well, yeah, I have. I said, well, what did you do? I don't remember. So as you start to trade, I want you to try the exercise of writing down all the things that are going on in a perfect trade for you. Because when your trading goes off, most likely there's something on that list that you're missing that you haven't done, and you will find again the pattern right away, and you can get back your trading faster. You can come back from losing pattern faster if you know exactly what you were missing. So writing down the characteristics of your perfect trade is a technique that works very nicely, and it's very powerful. And I mean everything. I mean, how did you get up in the morning? Did you have a good night's sleep? Did you have a good breakfast? Did you take a good shower in the morning? Did you just, you know, get up and fly out of bed? You know, how did you do it? What are the characteristics of your perfect trade? And for everybody, it's individual. You want to take a reality check and take an honesty pill. This is probably one of the hardest things that traders have to do. They have to actually look at themselves and say, I did something wrong. And if you have the desire or you have the burning need to always be right, then you may be challenged by this to take the honesty pill. What did you physically do in the trade? What could you have done better? You want to start asking questions during the time that you're changing your approach, which is what's really happening. If you're in a trade and you're long, the market's turned to go down, you see a couple bars going down, you see the numbers going down, you see NASDAQ following, you see the Dow following, you're going down, down, down. What's really happening? The market is going down. Get out of there. Close that position. Create rules and distinctions for yourself that allow you to protect your cash. Great traders let their winners run and let their losers be small. And I know that a lot of you are dealing with some of this. Also ask, how can I make that last trade better? How can I make what I just did a little bit better? That's another way to get some great resources to having you change the approach that you did from the last position. And you want to be like this guy on the right. You want to be the super trader, and you want to be able to turn your trading around quickly. Great traders that try some of these techniques may take a couple weeks to turn their trading around, but then when they try the next couple techniques that I show you, it gets faster and faster, and before you know it, they can take a bad trade, turn it into a winning trade right on the very next trade. Some traders, when they go into certain fears, if their fears are very built up, it may take them a little bit longer to turn it around. Okay, we're going to go to the next slide. Taking an emotional break. This is what we were talking about before. Physically, you want to physically take a short walk. Start thinking forward. How can I make money at the next trade? What did I do well? Now, thinking forward is very important, and what I mean by that is something very specific. If I say to you right now, don't think of the color blue, don't think of the color blue, don't think of the color blue, 10 to 1 you're thinking of blue. I know some of you are thinking red, but most of you are thinking blue. Now, if you think to yourself as you're trading, how can I not lose at the next trade? How can I not lose at the next trade? How can I not lose at the next trade? Because you've been in this defensive mode, then what happens is you're going to focus on losing. So I want you to start thinking to yourself, thinking forward. How can I win at the next trade? How can I win at the next trade? How can I make it better at the next trade? You know, what is it? I know you guys are talking about alcohol. Okay, I don't drink alcohol. I can't do this. It kills too many brain cells. You got to stay hydrated. This is one of the few businesses, and it sounds crazy, but you got to think of this. This is one of the few professions that you are processing so much information at one time. You're looking at charts, numbers, things flying and moving very quickly. Your brain is on overload. That's why when you finish the day, you're exhausted. Some of you starting with a J, that you're exhausted at the end of the day because your brain is just on hyperdrive. Okay, it's on hyperdrive. You've got to be really, really careful. Have you ever experienced a thing called trader's trance? I call it trader's trance. Trader's trance is something that happens. It's a physical thing that happens to a trader's body when they are not hydrated. And what happens is they physically start staring at the screen, and they zonk out. I mean, they literally zonk out. They look at the screen, and all of a sudden they realize that they missed the trade, totally went by them, and they were totally gone. They were just totally gone. That's called trader's trance. It is a physical warning from your brain that's telling you you need water, not coffee, not Coke, not Pepsi, not Diet Coke, not iced tea, water. Water is the only thing. Water is the only thing that will happen to your that will affect your brain in a positive way. Water, water, water. So make sure you have water next to you. You'll get used to having it there. It'll be a lifeline to you. So it's something that you really want to get used to. Stay hydrated. You're processing way too much information to not stay hydrated. Okay, I'm going to go to the next slide. So far, so good. Okay, next slide's up. What's the new game plan? This is another way to combat it. What's the new game plan? What did the honesty pill uncover? So what did you understand about yourself? Do you need help? Sometimes you need to ask questions that keep you moving forward. Again, what can I do better on that next trade? How can somebody help me in the room and what did they see that I may have missed? Check your language and your self-talk and your thoughts. Be sure that they're positive. Do not beat yourself up. Still hooked? Then if you're still hooked and you have to get into the trade, write down what the consequence will be if you don't stop doing what you're doing and make it painful. So if you find that you keep over-trading and you keep getting hooked to get in there, you're getting this addictive behavior, then you really want to write down a list of the consequences. What will happen if you continue on this path? How much money will you lose? Will you have to stop trading? Will you have to go to work for somebody else? Will the boss have to, will you get paid less? Will you not have as much fun? Make it really, really, really painful. And when you start to get hooked, read the list so that it motivates you to stop and do what you need to do. If you really can't get past that and you really still find that you have this addictive behavior, then you need to get some coaching. And we can break some patterns. You may be in a pattern, again, you may have created a pattern within yourself that has you feeling hooked. Be inquisitive each day that you trade. Again, it's a game. The game changes every day, so get really inquisitive as you start trading and start to figure out what's going on. Okay, next slide. Here's the one about the can't pull the trigger complex. Okay, this is another real common one. This is one of the most common problems facing all types of traders. I don't care what kind of trader you are, I've run across this in every single scenario. It comes up from an accumulation of smaller fears and our attachments to money. Each loss reinforces the original linkage that our brains made with the pain of the first loss. Trading is one of the only professions that you have to master the acceptance of losing, and this drives a lot of people crazy. This is the only place that you have to physically learn to lose. The thing is to lose a little bit. And our inner defenses are naturally designed to protect us from things that cause us pain. So let me give you an example here. And I have this little guy with the candle. Imagine putting your hand over a candle and you get physically burned. That has now created a physical and an emotional connection called a neural linkage in your brain. And somebody says, well, you know what, that was a fluke, do it again. And somebody convinces you to put your hand over fire again. Now the connection is no longer just a little thread, it now becomes a wire. And then if it happens again, it becomes a cable. And then what happens is the brain actually goes into what we call a protection mode or a defensive position. And what happens is that defensive position causes your body now to make you feel hesitation, apprehension, or just literally frozen, freezes you from doing that particular activity again because you were in pain. And so what happens is that pain level can get reinforced over time and will not allow you to take a trade. Some traders lose so much money that they get frozen. I had a futures trader that lost $175,000 in one trade and for 2 years sat in front of the screen, watched all the charts, talked in the chat rooms, and could not pull the trigger. And we had to do a different technique with him that was a little bit more drastic. But after the third session, he was trading like crazy. He was totally back, and everything was fine. So if you're at the point where you're at that extreme of being paralyzed or frozen, then you really do need to get some additional coaching and some additional help to get you over it. And there's a very quick technique. I call it 15 years of therapy in 5 minutes, and it's very dramatic, and it works. Okay, we're going to go to the next slide. Now, some of the solutions, if you have a fear-based challenge, there are some solutions that can help you break these fears, but it depends on how strong you are and how deep or how thick this cable has become. One success after another over time can dissipate the fear. A smaller size and the bunny slope technique can help you rebuild your confidence. Larger losses and many losses, though, need special attention, and a trader would be wise to get help quickly as possible to learn the technique of breaking this neural connection that the brain has. okay, because the cable is too thick for you to do it on your own. It will take too much time, and it's much faster to learn the technique that I have than it is to do that. Okay, our next slide. And yes, if you are interested, this is called neuro-linguistic programming. The bunny slope technique. I love this. This is if your trading goes off and you want to get back on track again, then I look at the bunny slope technique. And what I do is I ask a trader to set a goal that they absolutely positively know that they can make. And if you're new to trading or new to different types of trading, this is a way to get on track very quickly and get your trading up to a high level quickly. So as an example, if you were going to learn to ski for the first time, they put you on the T-bar, it's this little piece of wood, you got to put it under your butt, it drags you up the mountain. You pray that you don't fall off on the way up, and then you come down the mountain. And it's usually just called a bunny slope, it's a little slope. Well, you do that over and over and over and over again, and by the time 12 o'clock comes, if you've started in the morning early, what happens is by 12 o'clock, it's too easy, and you've gotten your ski legs, you're zipping up, you're zipping down, you're zipping up the mountain, zipping down, and you're not falling, and you're going, this is too easy, I'm ready for the green diamond, and you go to the next slope. Well, the same thing with trading you can do with the bunny slope technique. Pick a goal that you know you can attain in a day. And if I ask a room of traders, what is your goal for the week or the day, they'll say $1,000. You know, a trader, oh yeah, my goal is $1,000 a day. And then I'll say to the same group of people, how many people make their goal a day? And everybody's hands drop except for two or three people. Now, do you think you will feel better the next day by missing your goal emotionally, or will you feel better the next day if you made your goal emotionally? Your goal as a trader is to build your emotional strength. And to do that, you want to succeed as much as possible because you're going to have to accept the losses. So you have to have more winners than losers. And to do that, you set your goal low. And so if I have a trader that goes off and he's been trading, I'll take a trader that's even made $6,000 to $10,000 in a day with no problem, and their trading goes off, and I'll break them down to $100 a day because most likely they're in a pattern where they're losing money every day. I have to get you back into the pattern of making money every day. So what do you know you can absolutely positively make in a day and set that goal? Then do that goal and have that goal be part of your program for at least a week. Now, this is my caveat. You want to test it. So by testing it, is the goal the right number? If it's $100 and you make $100 and you did it easy, that's great. If not, and you didn't make it, you better modify it. Modify it to $50. Continue the trade if you're positive. So if you hit your goal of $100, the market's strong, you're one with the market, you feel great, then my suggestion is to continue trading. But you stop trading when you have a losing trade. You want the pattern to be in a positive direction, and again, the next day you'll feel better that you stayed disciplined, you locked in your capital. Then if you over-traded again and gave back all the money that you made and have to get back into the market and make it back again. Okay? So set your points or set what's going on in your trading to be a number you can attain. Raise the bar when it's too easy. Use as a defense if your trading goes off. Hunker down and say, okay, I've got to hunker down. I'm losing every day, or I'm not doing what I need to do. I need to set the bar lower. Take the pressure off yourself. A lot of traders create their own pressure, and you're the one that can modify the pressure and take the pressure off. So, you know, take advantage of that when you can. You make the rules, and you can change the rules. Okay, next slide. So far, no technical glitches. That's a good thing. Okay, what does money mean to you? Each person has their own, has in their own mind, they've made a connection of how they relate to having money. They've heard expressions during their life on things related to money, their upbringing, their surroundings, their school, how they were schooled, and more influences on how they grew their wealth, what their wealth is, and how aggressive or cautiously they trade. So their wealth, their self-worth, is dependent on exactly how they view money. And you can think of some expressions. Can you think of some expressions that have been passed down regarding money? Okay, let's see if some of you can type it. Money can't buy you happiness. This is true. Money can't buy you happiness. It was not on my list. I'm changing the next slide. And it should be spend, not send. You spend money like it's going out of style. You have money to burn. Time is money. What do you think? Money grows on trees? You have to earn your money. Show me the money. Yes, it does keep your wife happy when you make money. Money is the root of all evil. That's a good one. Money can't buy you happiness, but it sure makes being miserable a whole lot of fun. Yes, that's true. So all your relationships to money come from these type of things. So I had a trader once, and he could not get past a certain level. And he would call me up, and he'd say, my dad is upset with me because I only went to work for 4 hours, and I made more money in one day than he was making in a month, and it bothers him. Well, exactly what happens is that bothers him, and so that child or that person, that's his son, was being raised with the idea that there was something wrong with the fact that he had figured out a way to make the money faster than his dad did. So this is something that he grew up with, and the guilt that he had, he would reach a certain level during his trading day, and by the end of the day, he would give back his money, and he would end up with a small profit that seemed to be okay, and so he beat himself up because he had to fulfill his father's prophecy that he had to work hard for his money, and this could not be a way that was hard because this particular person found it easy to trade. This can be a block. If you have that kind of block, you definitely should give me a call so we can get you over it very quickly, and you can be do really, really well. Okay, I'm going to go to the next slide. How do you relate to money? Again, this is very unique to each person, and it can have a huge impact on your trading. I've just released this week a brand new analysis, and it's now available, and it can be customized for your particular blocks and how to remove them. And I just launched it on the website, and what I'm doing for the whole room today and anybody that says this when they give me a call within the next 30 days is I'm taking $25 off that and giving you guys a special. So what happens is you will go through a physical exercise related to what is money, and in that exercise I will be able to uncover what's going on for you specifically. You'll get back a small report and an audio tape of what's wrong and what you should do with it. If I do feel that you need addition, if it's a big obstacle, then and I do feel that you need coaching, I'll recommend that. I will attempt to give you the information and solutions to it on your own, and I think it's very, very, very valuable, it's very powerful. I had Jamie ask me if I was a PhD. No, I am not a PhD. I'm not a psychologist. I don't have a degree. What I did was, my background is that I got into neurolinguistics because I was a trainer for Anthony Robbins. I was a trainer for him for about 10 years, and I was on the road with him specifically for 1 year. And then what I did I started researching a lot of other different people, and I'm constantly educating myself on neurolinguistics and the techniques. And what I did was I put my techniques to the test and did 3 years of volunteer work in the women's state prison, and have had incredible success there working with inmates. And interestingly enough, some of the challenges that an inmate will have are the same things that a trader will have. So for 3 years, I coached about 182 women graduated from my course in prison. The return rate is typically 80%, and only one of my inmates have ever returned in the last 5 years, so I'm pretty proud of that. And through that, I've developed a lot of techniques on my own. I've created some techniques that other people have. I have five prisons in the U.S. that are now using my techniques that I've used in the prison system, and I am constantly educating myself as well. I guarantee my work. You don't pay me a dime if I can't get you over your hurdle, and I haven't had anybody ever ask me back for their money. So I'm pretty determined when it comes to solving your challenge, and I think it's pretty powerful information. And again, every day you're making connections, whether they're good connections or bad connections in your mind. The key thing is to understand how to get rid of the bad ones and keep the good ones. I think I've got one more slide. Here is my last slide. And again, I wanted to thank you guys for having me and ladies for having me in the room. I'm available for coaching. I do have a limited amount of slots. I try to move people in and out very quickly. And you have my email address if you want to email me. You have my phone number if you want to sign up for the special on the What is Money analysis. My website changes continuously, and I have the radio show every week. I try to put on there traders that are very powerful traders in different areas of the market. I have somebody coming on next week who's a currency trader. I look for great information that traders can use, or anything that can help you save money, make money, or do whatever. Again, I really appreciate the opportunity for speaking in your room. I think it's a great, great room. I hope this has been helpful. And this is kind of, oh, did I not give you, once you try, and I hope it was helpful, and thank you so much again. And if you want to just type me, what is my name here? I guess I'm Philly-Bot1. I really appreciate it, Kenna. It's, this is my passion. Pamela is a very, she's a client of mine from way back, and she's used my information. Denise's husband also has used me as a coach recently, and a lot of my techniques have changed over time. I don't have an opinion on Ed Sequoia's trading tribe process. Pamela said yes, she was a basket case, but she's totally turned herself around. Does Robin get a commission? No, I don't get a commission for doing this for the room. I've done this totally for free. I get paid in my coaching calls, and if you do the analysis, which I think is very valuable, and we're looking to see if maybe there is a way of doing maybe a chat in the middle of the day for a group of you guys if you wanted to subscribe to that. I am starting to trade again myself. I'm looking into a couple different areas like currency and E-minis. I don't do E-minis. I typically do stock. I am more of a position trader at the moment. And no, Pamela does not get a commission. neither does Denise, although they'd like to. Yeah, I like the quick pop, and I think Chris, if you'd like to send up set up a session, then just give me a call or send me email to robin@robindane.com, and I'll give you a call back, and we'll set that up right away. Yep, Kim wants a commission too. Yeah, everybody wants a commission. Everybody wants the free ride.
Robin, you find the majority of traders have difficulty pulling the trigger? I mean, you know, a lot of traders that are relatively new, this is the biggest obstacle, their fear of actually entering the market and doing something. That majority of the problems that you're confronted with, or is it the other way? Too many guys are over trading?
I think, you know, just in the beginning, because it's new and it's a new experience, and again, your money is on the line. Whenever you put your money on the line in any scenario, it triggers all this emotional baggage that you never had to deal with before. You know, it's like going out, it's like a guy going out and somebody saying, you know, buy an Armani suit for $3,000. And they're going, no way, I don't need to do that. I'm going to go over here to the other place and buy it for $100. Everybody has a relationship to money. Well, now all of a sudden you're putting your money on the line and you have to trade for the first time. You're not familiar with it, so you have no testing ground. So always in the beginning, what happens is you have a fear. Well, the challenge in the beginning is, right off the bat, you're creating a neural connection for losing, because usually the first trading, you're going to lose. How many times have you heard that great traders have lost a lot of money in the beginning because they have to go through that learning curve? So my goal, when I teach traders from the emotional perspective, I teach them how to learn the market, and I teach them how to approach the learning curve that they'll go through so they can minimize these bad connections. Are you getting feedback from my mic? I'm sorry. Is that better? So key thing is that most traders in the beginning will always have this kind of fear. And maybe what I should do is put together a beginner trader emotional how you get started, so you minimize this emotional connection that's bad, that can really destroy your trading right off the bat. That's really what happens in the beginning. It's new. It's unfamiliar territory. Our physical bodies don't have a pattern for it, so we're craving the pattern. And the pattern that usually gets created is a losing pattern. So that's why you have statistics like 75 to 80% of the traders never make it.
Well, another syndrome or trap that a lot of new traders get into.
You know, anything like that you have as an idea, I'm willing to create. I've got a ton of information. I'd love to save the cost for people and put everybody in a room and make it profitable for myself, but, you know, reduce the cost so more people can get in on there. The radio show right now is not broadcast on the regular radio. However, I do a lot of work with stockdiagnostics.com related to stock trading itself. They're a specific company that I work with. They are now looking to sponsor me in 5 different cities across the country on a regular radio show on Mondays. All of my radio shows are archived, so you can go into the past show history and listen to the radio show at any time. And Joe said he listened to the show from my site last night, and it was really good. There's a whole bunch of them in there that you guys should check out. There's all sorts of emotional stuff I covered there. We had somebody on there say that the technique to use the mad money, don't care about it, can trade with and not worry about losses. It removes the emotional attachment. The problem is, if you stay paper trading for too long a period of time, if you stay in any place for too long a period of time, it can have the reverse effect, and when you actually go to trade real cash, you'll be frozen. The same thing happens if you trade a certain amount of contracts for a certain period of time. Let's say you trade, you know, just one or two contracts and don't get past that number. If you do that for too long, you can get, again, patterned into that, and then the next hurdle is a little bit harder to get through. Yes, extra cash outside your income that you can lose is fine to trade in that way. That's another way to do it. But that's to me, if you're trading, you should try to make it profitable no matter where you put it. Oh, okay. That was an offer. Okay. You went to my website and couldn't find what? Well, because the offer is just for you guys. The what is money analysis is $199. That's on the website. It's on the front page. So the offer is $175.25. No, I'm going to make it even. $175. If you guys, anybody from the room, mentions that I get the special offer because I was in the room, if you do that in your email message, then you will get that offer. Otherwise, you will not get it. And don't publish this to all your friends, please, because it really does work for anybody, even if you're not trading. The short-term technique to get over being trigger shy is to have small successes built on one on the other. So what you want to do is set a goal that you know you can positively make in the day and make that, lock it in. Continue to trade if you're profitable, but if you're not profitable, stop trading. And then come in the next day, feel good about being profitable, and then do it again. If you do it over and over and over again, then what will happen is you will start to feel more confidence, and you'll be able to raise the bar. And repetition breaks a pattern over time. It depends how bad the original fear was. So the bigger the fear, the longer the time frame, unless you do some special techniques with me. The presentation that I'm doing at Day Traders USA on Saturday is a little bit similar. I'm going to have a little bit more technique, but it's very similar to this. And I may be doing some processing in the room, physically processing some people in front of the room. People always like that, see them change right away.
Robin, one of the problems that some of the newer traders have is initially they'll plunge in there and they'll take a signal, and it's the one, you know, they'll watch three signals in a row, then they'll take a trade. That's the one that doesn't work. And then from that point on, the obstacle they have to overcome always is they want to wait a little bit longer before they jump in. And what inevitably happens is they wait 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, and then they finally get in, but the market's already moved as far as it's going to move, and it reverses on them, goes the other way, and they get bumped again, and they've totally lost their confidence. Now, your $175 package, is that designed to, I mean, tell me how that would fit into the scenario where a guy is having that difficulty. I get emails every night from people, and this seems to be the biggest problem for a lot of new traders, that initially they're all enthusiastic, gung-ho, they jump in there and bang, they get whacked right off the bat. Then the next trade, they wait, and they wait, and they wait, and they wait, and then they finally plunge in when it looks like it's going right down the toilet, they get short. As soon as they get short, bang, it goes the other way, and they get hammered on that one, and that's it. They're totally crushed emotionally, and that's where they start having trouble. How would a trader like that use your techniques to overcome those problems? Robin, I don't know if the mic's on. Hit your microphone icon there. It might have kicked off on you. Robin, can you hear me? Jeez, I hope I didn't offend her. Robin, are you still there? Can you hear me? Yeah, Pam, that's what I was hoping she'd kind of go over a little more here. I don't know what happened. Maybe she got... I don't see her in the room here. Robin, if you can hear me, type yes in the text box. We seem to have lost the audio here.
Oh, I'm sorry. My button was off. I don't know how it keeps popping off. In that last scenario, the what is money exercise is not for that particular technique, although that can uncover some stuff. The what is money exercise uncovers emotional baggage that will eventually come up in your trading at some point in time, and all different things. So all sorts of things can come up in that. The scenario that you were describing was a scenario that beginners have as a challenge because they are not accustomed to the checklist, what I call a checklist, or what's the setup that a trader needs to know before they get into a trade, the setup. They don't have that list yet. And so what happens is they're making their decision on one or two items when they should be making their decision on maybe 10 items. And so therefore, they get a little bit hesitant. And what happens is they wait to get confirmation and confidence to jump in. Well, guess what? By the time they do that, it's already turned and gone the other direction. So what they need is a checklist of things that they need to look at. Is this happening, this happening, this happening, this happening, this happening, and if all those planets are aligned, then I jump in. They need that checklist. It sounds to me that you're doing it intuitively because you have a tendency to look around the screen and know what it is right off the bat. Somehow you've got to be able to take what's in your head and how you look around the screen and transport that over to the traders that are in the room. So they look at a series of items, boom, 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 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, yes, it's right, boom, I get in. And then they can make the decision. What the hesitation has caused now is because they don't have enough items to create certainty to get into the trade, so they're usually late.
What about going to the other extreme, though? Got a number of traders that are looking at multiple things. They've got, you know, 15 different indicators, 20 different indicators, and nothing's ever going to align at the same time, and it's always preventing them from taking the trade because this, and this is lining up, but these other 35 things that I'm looking at haven't, you know, and I get that a lot also. So, you know, that's the other issue. A lot of people, remember, they're using different tools and techniques they've learned over time, but they're not coordinating them properly, and it's frustrating them because they're never getting into the trade that they want to get into. You talked about earlier where they get overwhelmed with all the information and they miss the trading opportunities and they start beating themselves up for missing that particular trade. What technique would you use to tone that down so they get a little more focused?
Okay. That scenario, technical analysis and technical data become their crutch, and that then becomes the reason that they don't enter the trade. And so the technical crutch can be an obstacle that is masking a deeper problem. If you have somebody that is overanalyzing and has this burning desire for immense certainty at the time of taking the trade, then they've got an emotional block that's coming from someplace else. And the technical analysis is just a vehicle that allows them to make it okay not to take the trade.
Well, that hit the nail on the head for a number of people, I'm sure.
Find balance in that scenario is to make sure that they're not overanalyzing and make sure they're analyzing enough. There's a balance in between that they have to come to. And everybody's different.
Robin, listen, I really appreciate you taking the time to come into the room here for the group. And I know everyone, you've touched on things that affect everyone in the room here. And as much as we all do not want to admit it, there are psychological obstacles that all of us have to overcome in trading. And it does make a big difference to the bottom line. So I appreciate the time and effort you've taken to come in here and give this presentation to us. It was excellent. We'd love to have you back. We'll put it up to the group here. Maybe we get several that would like to consult with you. We can get some kind of a group thing going here because just what I've learned, and this is just personally, one little thing can make all the difference at a certain point in your trading. And it sounds like you've got a number of these little things that cumulatively can make a big difference for people. So I really appreciate what you've done for us here, and I'll speak for the group. We all appreciate it, and we'd love to have you come back again.
Well, I appreciate it. I I really appreciate it. And again, it's better if you address it quickly, get over it quickly, learn these techniques. Again, my goal is always to empower the trader and not keep them hooked to me. I got too many people I got to go through to help out, and so my goal is to get you empowered so you can do it on your own and make great wealth with it. I mean, this is such a great business. You have been given such a gift to do something that most people just dream about and have a lifestyle that's just really extraordinary. So I'm always very privileged to be around those people that have been kind of on that path to learn this stuff. It's crazy, but it's definitely worth it. So I do wish you all great trading, and definitely call me if you have any challenges, email me. And definitely check out that What is Money Analysis. You'll find it's extremely valuable. And we'll see what we can do. And thank you again.
All right. Thanks again, Robin. We'll call it a wrap because I know Robin wants to get over to the blackjack tables there. No, I'm just kidding, Robin. But thanks again. Guys, we'll see you tomorrow morning. You've got email address and website information on Robin. And I think you might want to consider taking her up on the offer there. That would be an interesting starting point. And based on Pam and some others, you've seen the discipline that they've developed. Obviously, these tools that are presented by Robin are very, very helpful. So, guys, have a good night. Thanks again, Robin, and I hope to talk to you again shortly. The rest of you, we'll see you in the room tomorrow. Take care.